It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And today, it's sedimentary, Charles Barkley. NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley makes his living these days by injecting some honesty and at times a little bit of comedy into Turner Network Television's Inside the NBA studio show. And this week, we move deeper into the first round of the NBA playoffs. That means that one team is going to win the series and move on, but for the losing team, the season ends. And it's time to go on vacation. And every season, TNT's Charles Barkley, along with former NBA players Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith, and the studio ringmaster Ernie Johnson, seem to find a clever way to say goodbye to the exiting playoff teams. The banter usually involves a few jokes about the losing team, making plans to go fishing, or heading out for a beach vacation somewhere like Cancun, Mexico. And if an NBA team fails to put up much of a fight in their opening round playoff series, it can look as if the losing team might have been ready to quit early and head out on vacation. 1-2-3 Cancun.
Yes!
In 1998, former NBA star Nick Van Exel was playing for a Los Angeles Lakers team, which was on the verge of being swept right out of the playoffs. And in a practice session prior to the team's final loss in that series, Van Exel, always the team prankster, didn't break huddle with the usual rally cry of 1-2-3 Lakers. He jokingly shouted, 1-2-3 Cancun. Needless to say, management was not pleased, and after the Lakers lost the series and ended their season, Nick Van Exel was traded to the Denver Nuggets. Upon hearing that story, the TNT basketball analysts have adopted that same battle cry of 1-2-3 Cancun when they're poking fun at an overmatched team being blown out of an NBA playoff series. Said Van Exel years later, "It just kind of popped out of my head. It wasn't like it was scripted. I probably should have trademarked that thing." So now, may we have a little traveling music for the New Orleans Pelicans, please. The number 8 West seed New Orleans Pelicans were swept 4-0 out of their opening round series against Western Conference top seed Oklahoma City this week. And the Pelicans failed to score more than 92 points in any of those four games in this short series. It was UGLY, and there shouldn't be any alibis. After the third game in this lopsided series, Charles Barkley on TNT declared that the New Orleans Pelicans were already toast. It looked like they had already given up hope after losing so badly at home. According to Barkley, the Pelicans were not worthy of going to a top-notch vacation spot like Cancun. Oh no! On the set of TNT's postgame show, Shaquille O'Neal tossed a softball of comedy to Charles Barkley and said, "I'm disappointed in New Orleans. Where are they going to go, Chuck?"
Galveston, that dirt water. We not even gonna send them to Cancun. We gonna send them to Galveston where that dirt water be washed up on the shore. You people think they in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all quit. Drive down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We're sending it to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
And it was made funnier as Barkley repeated that dirty water phrase over and over before ending his rant about the New Orleans Pelicans. Charles Barkley's remarks drew some hearty laughter from fellow analysts Shaquille O'Neal, Ernie Johnson, and Kenny Smith, who, by the way, earned 2 NBA championship rings in the 1990s as a member of the Houston Rockets. The dirty little secret is that Galveston's beach water is indeed a bit dirty. If you've ever been to Galveston Beach, you know that Charles Barkley is actually speaking the truth. The water definitely has more of a brown tint than other Gulf of Mexico beaches located over to the east toward Gulf Shores, Alabama, and into western Florida. Well, that's primarily because of the high amount of sediment being deposited by several rivers in the region which empty into the Gulf of Mexico. Beginning in Louisiana, the mighty Mississippi River, the Atchafalaya River, and the Sabine Rivers all terminate into the Gulf of Mexico. And in southeastern Texas, the Trinity, Brazos, and Colorado Rivers all add even more daily sediment into the Gulf waters. In Galveston, Texas, many tourists don't mind taking a dip into the brownish water along the beach on the southeastern Texas coast. And some of us, though, prefer a pleasant stroll along the Galveston seawall while we watch the waves wash ashore. Let the other people go out in the ocean. For many East Texas residents, though, Galveston is the closest traditional beach community available. To find those clear white sand and cleaner-looking water beaches, locals must drive or fly over 500 miles to get to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and some of the other cities in the Florida Panhandle. Galveston checks enough boxes for many Texas residents to make for a fun vacation, with or without taking a dip into the relatively dirty beach water there. Galveston, oh Galveston! Incorporated in 1839, this relatively quiet city along the Gulf of Mexico is one of the oldest communities in the state of Texas. In addition to being the subject of Glen Campbell's 1969 hit song, Galveston is also known for being the landing spot for a massive hurricane back in September 1900. That storm killed nearly 8,000 Galveston residents and prompted the city to construct a massive 17-foot seawall along the ocean to help protect the city from a future tidal surge. Today, Galveston is home to nearly 60,000 residents. The city attracts tourists year-round to visit many of the historic homes and buildings, some of the terrific seafood restaurants, and yes, 32 miles of sandy beaches and seawater that has a little bit of a brown tint. The city is rather proud, though, of its history and its generally positive tourist business. So watch out, Charles Barkley. You aren't getting away with that trash talk in Galveston. Some of the folks in Galveston have returned fire this week at the 61-year-old Barkley, who knows a little bit about Galveston after he played in Houston during the late 1990s to end his NBA career. Said Galveston City Council member David Collins this week, "Mr. Barkley used the phrase, 'dirty water washed up on the beach.' Well, if anyone understands being washed up, it would be Mr. Barkley." Ooh, David Collins just slam dunked one on the Chuckster. The Galveston Park Board also issued a statement of its own this week, saying, "Galveston is much more than a beach town. Galveston is a family-friendly and cost-friendly destination, and we think the Pelicans would find a well-deserved R&R here during the off-season." Well, I have a better idea for the Pelicans. Time to stay in Louisiana. Why should the New Orleans Pelicans want to leave the state of Louisiana? The Pelican State, get it, Pelicans, has a few of its own beaches with water just as dirty, if not dirtier, than the Gulf of Mexico in Galveston, Texas. Check out some of these Louisiana gems. Number one, Holly Beach, otherwise known as the Cajun Riviera. This small community in Cameron Parish is located on the Gulf of Mexico near the Texas border. One of my former energy employers had a major offshore natural gas pipeline which came ashore near Holly Beach. That also meant that there are plenty of offshore platforms in the region as well. Due to the frequency of hurricanes which have passed through this Louisiana coastal town, I am not aware, though, of any permanent vacation structures for the Pelicans, like cabins or hotels or restaurants, on Holly Beach. However, that tan sand and dirty water might make it a suitable playground for the New Orleans Pelicans after the team went a disappointing 0-4 in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Or they could travel to Grand Isle, Louisiana. Yes, another quiet Gulf of Mexico beach location in Louisiana lies southwest of New Orleans at the terminus of Louisiana State Highway 1. Grand Isle, also famous for hurricane landings, still has some cabins available for those New Orleans Pelicans players. And there's great seafood around, and of course, miles and miles of beaches with sediment-filled seawater. And don't forget about Venice, Louisiana. About 50 miles south of the Crescent City, Venice has seen some frequent hurricane landings along the southeastern Louisiana coastline too. Though Venice has miles and miles of dirty water like Galveston, Texas, the town does lack a significant beachfront area. However, the deep-sea fishing based in this Gulf Coast community would make for an attractive vacation option for the New Orleans Pelicans basketball team trying to get away from the media and unhappy season ticket holders. So don't take Charles Barkley's advice, New Orleans Pelicans. There's no need for you to take your money to Galveston, Texas after the early end to your NBA basketball season. It's 123 Holly Beach. I'm Swamp Swami.